Hello and welcome back to Project Upgrade. I am Samantha.
And I am Lucas.
And we are recording part two of this little episode. So our last episode, we went into all of the things of the UK show, the LA show, the Gold Coast show, and all the things in between. So if you haven't listened to that, go back, have a listen. It's all things FMG. We're now going to dive into the second part of this episode. But first, last episode, we were like, what is our win of the year? And we both had the same win of the year, which is fine. But because the year was so jam-packed and we had so much, we thought, okay, let's have another win of the year. Let's have like a top two. So, Lucas, what was your win of the year?
So, last episode, I said my win of the year was winning the two pro titles. But there's another win this year that I am actually really proud of.
It's a really cool win.
I was not expecting it, but when it came, I was extremely happy, and that was becoming the World Gym Personal Trainer of the Year. There are some incredible, thank you, Sam. There are some incredible trainers with World Gym, some incredible clubs. So to be picked out of a huge lineup of trainers as the Personal Trainer of the Year, I am so, so proud. And that is a huge achievement for me. So that has to be a win of the year for sure.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, baby.
Especially because like in this day and age, I feel like a lot of PTs are doing a lot of online only. Like there's not many face-to-face PTs anymore. So, and like you obviously love face-to-face PT. Like you've always said it to me, like face-to-face PT for you is like my face-to-face posing goes.
That's right.
Which totally makes sense when you say it like that.
It almost seems like the natural progression these days. People start in the gym and then they make their way online. Like obviously they'll split it up, they'll get online and PT, but they end up going fully online. But I've thought about that, like just seeing how that would look. But you know, I've battled with that a few times where I'm like, is this the time where I go fully online? But then the other question of, do I want to go fully online? And I go back and forth, but ultimately I love in-person personal training. I have some great relationships with the people in there. And, you know, I feel like there's a sense of skill that you get from personal training and actually seeing movements face-to-face that you otherwise might not get from online. So it's a good way to really sharpen a few tools that I have as a coach.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You obviously really care about your in-person clients and it shows absolutely. In your work, and now you've been rewarded. So,
well, actually saying that, last month, my client Charlie ended up getting an amazing achievement. He was the member of the month. And he, Charlie. Charlie's my guy. We've been training for almost 2 years now. He comes in 4 days a week, every week. The guy does not miss a mark. And to have that be my client, even that filled me with a lot of pride. So it's been a really good year on the stage and also as a trainer as well. So fantastic year all around.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Love it.
But saying that, that's enough about me. Sam, what was your second win of the year?
My car.
You got a car?
I got a car.
What car did you get?
Yeah, I got a Mercedes.
Damn right, she got a Mercedes. She got a big girl Mercedes.
Oh, I love that car so much. Like, I love driving out. Like, I loved driving before, but this car really is like a special milestone for me. Like, I made a pact with Lucas in LA?
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Originally, I was going to buy myself a Merc if I got one crown, but I kind of pussied out on that, and I was like, nah, like that's not enough.
Not cool, man.
And I was like, okay, if I get two crowns, I will buy a Mercedes. And Lucas made me shake on it. I remember we were back in a mover, and I was like, okay. And yeah, we got home from the LA show, and I wasn't really looking for a car, mainly because we were just so hectic with the Gold Coast show, the move.
Moving house.
And then I think it was a week after. No, it was when we were moving house, sorry. That's when my other car, like, had that little mishap. Remember?
That's right. Yes.
That's what got me looking in the first place.
Because you viewed that as a sign that this car has run its course. It's time to get rid of this. And this is now the time I have to get another car.
Yeah. Because
usually when one thing happens, a few things follow.
Mm-hmm. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, what happened to my old car? Nothing bad happened. It was just that I knocked the tire on a rock and it like fully popped. Like, I couldn't use a tire.
It sliced it.
Yeah, it was impressive. You gotta give it to me. It was pretty impressive.
Really proud that you did that.
Even the tow truck driver was pretty impressive with the damage that I did.
That's a nice gash. Finally seen one.
Yeah, pretty impressive. But when I got to the car place where they were changing my tire, first of all, when you ruin your tire, when do you ever get the tire same day? It's almost like unheard of.
Doesn't happen.
No, never. But they had my tires ready to go. And I was like, that's a bit You know, like I took that as a sign more so. Like, so that I was sitting there waiting for my tires to be done on my old car, and I started looking for cars. And I looked up the certain Mercedes that I wanted, and there was this other Mercedes that popped up, and it was like the SUV, which is what I have. And I was like, that's not what I want. Like, I want a sedan. And I started like looking down.
Oh, so that happened while you were at the tire place?
Yeah. Yeah. While I was at the tire place. Hilarious. And the top one was the SUV that I have now.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that I wanted that car. Sure. So I didn't even look at it. I just looked at the other ones.
Gotcha.
And all the other ones were either too old or didn't have the sunroof, didn't have the ambient lighting, didn't have the touchscreen. Like there were certain things that I wanted in the Mercedes, right? And I was going to just spend all this money for no reason. And then I looked back at the SUV and I was like, you know what? Let's just have a look. But why not? Had a look and it had every single feature that I wanted. Mm-hmm. It was brand new. It was a 2023 model. It was a demo car. So it was straight from the dealership. And I got a crazy deal on it. We got to have it for an overnight, which was so cool. Like, that was cool. You got to admit.
That was dope.
That was really, really cool. We got to have a test drive for an overnight. So we
had a date night as well. Went out, got some dinner.
And we got to really, like, feel what it would be like to have that car in our life. And I fell in love with it. Like, I was like, I don't want a sedan. I want this one.
Yeah.
And so I think it was like a week or two later I got the car.
Yep.
So, yeah, traded my old car, got the Mercedes. Her name is Sadies.
Sam names her cars.
I do. It's a thing. You name cars.
I don't name cars, but I understand that others do.
Thank you. Well, yeah, her name is Sadies. She is the second love of my life because you're the love of my life.
And I'm get out of here, car. She's mine.
But she's, I don't know, she's just like a real proud milestone. Like, that car's not just because of the crowns. Like, it's because of just all the success I've had over the year. Yeah. Like, it was almost like a Christmas gift to myself, that car. So just having that car and calling it mine is just like a dream come true.
Yep.
So yeah, that's probably another win of the year.
Fantastic. That's a pretty big win if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree. But let's get back to what we were talking about last week, shall we?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure the listeners are dying to know about what more. I'm sure they're
on the edge of their seats.
So obviously, if you listened to last week's episode, you would know that we had a lot go on towards the end of the year, which has been amazing.
Yeah, we did.
Loved
a bit.
It. But we wanted to take the time to think about what we want to achieve for this year, for 2025. So what do you want to achieve, Lucas?
Well, we both keep getting asked, when's your next show? Yes. What do you got? So FMG are expanding next year. They've got even more shows going. They're
crazy,
going
right?
14 different countries.
It's insane how many shows bonkers. They have.
Even this year was awesome because they had so many shows. And it's like, what other federation's doing that?
Mm.
So they're like, oh, which ones are you guys going to do? Are you going to go overseas and do one? And for us, it's a pretty easy answer. We have one major show that's actually debuting next year. So this year it didn't happen because it was our first year of FMG. But FMG have their world titles debuting next year, conveniently, in the Gold Coast. Yeah. Which, as you guys know, we're in Brisbane, so that is just down the road.
It's literally our neighbour.
Just pop down the road and compete for a world title.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How good. So we will be doing that in September. So that is absolutely the number one goal. And we've talked about this before. We don't know if we're going to do like a warm-up show beforehand because, you know, we both did that this year. We did a show before we won our second title and it turned out pretty good. There were no downsides. So who knows? Might do another show. Might do one a little bit earlier. Or we might just absolutely smash prep and just see it all out completely. But, you know, that's my one major goal is becoming a world champion. That's the next logical step, like winning the LA show and then winning the big Australia show. Next step, win the world titles.
Yeah, I love that. That's exciting.
Yeah, very, very exciting. We've got some big guys coming into this one as well. So the off season's actually a very exciting time because I've got some work to do. You know, I can't just cruise into this and like, you know, it's not going to be a walk in the park. There are some guys that are going to give me some trouble, and that's the motivation I need in this off season.
Yeah, your category is cooked.
Yeah, even this year we had some amazing competitors, but next year, you know, there's former Australian champions. There's a few of former Australian champions coming against me, the current Australian champion. We've got the Mexican pro champion. We got the former world champion actually competing as well. So a lot of former champions, which is it's a tall task, but one that fills me with excitement. And that's what I feel like I need in an off season and a prep, knowing that there's some tough guys coming for what I want. That's what really fuels me, and that sport's essentially going to take me to the next level. So,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, I feel like you really, really need that. If you don't have that, then you just don't have that like last bit of fire to push you to those crazy levels that you need, especially to become world champion.
Yeah. So is that the only goal for competing? Like, just let's just talk about competing first. We'll go into other things later.
Yeah. Competing, that's literally the only goal. I mean, like, it'll be cool to do some overseas shows, but to be honest, it's not a big concern for me next year, especially having already won an overseas show. I feel like the drive to go and do an overseas show is a little bit less now because I've done it.
Yeah.
And I've won it as well. So I've tick, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it would be good, but ultimately I'm climbing the ladder, right? I want that big top goal. So
yeah. That's
kind of the only thing I care about. And I feel like you can't have... I don't want to have too many things that I'm thinking about. I kind of just want my mind to be focused on this one goal.
Mm.
Feel like all my eggs in one basket instead of trying to think of this show and this show and this show. Me personally, I'd rather just have the one show that I put all my attention into and just obsess over for the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, competing-wise, that's my only goal, is the Gold Coast World title.
Love it.
And then after that, we see how we go. That's what I've learned about bodybuilding. You never know what the next year is going to hold.
Yeah.
You just got to go through your years show by show. Finish one show, see how you feel, assess, and then, you know, plan your next step. So who knows what happens after that.
Cool.
What about you? What are your plans? What do you feel like is on the horizon for 2025?
So my ultimate number one goal has always been to become the world champion. Like, that
copycat. I just said that one.
Hold on a sec.
That's
that. But that goal of mine has been mine even before the like pro champion crowns. Like, that was the ultimate goal, to become world champion. Like, even before becoming a pro champion, in the back of my mind, it was like, but what's the top goal? Like, the top goal is that. Like, that is like the number one goal that I want to achieve. Right.
Yeah.
So it sounds weird, but like this goal means more to me personally. I don't know why. There's just this like thing in my gut and like in my heart that I'm like, I really want it.
Well, I mean, you're the world champion, right? It's like the biggest achievement that you possibly can.
Yeah.
So fair play that it means more than anything.
Yeah. It really does, this one. So,
well, it should.
Not saying the pro champion one didn't mean, like, it did mean, it meant a lot. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying it didn't, but I don't know. There's just this thing about the world one where I'm like, I really, really want it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like making me psycho. Not psycho, but
you've almost got to go psycho, because you're going against people that will go psycho.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, these pros, they're going to like dedicate their entire 12 months to getting absolutely ready for this show.
We're versing the best of the best.
We are.
Which is it's such an honor to even say that we get to do that in our home country as well. Like,
exactly.
It is such a privilege.
And it's a rare opportunity to have a title that definitively calls you the absolute best in your category.
Mm.
Right. So if you do like an overseas random show, like, there's always like a number of people that don't do that show, but you know, this show, everyone is going to be there.
Yeah.
Right. So if you win this show, no questions asked, you are the best.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got to put everything into it. It's a rare opportunity. And it's our first one.
Yeah.
Like, personally and as a federation, this is our first world championship that we're hosting. So, you know, if we can go in the history books as the first physique pro champion and first bikini athletic world champion, I mean, what an achievement.
Yeah, that'd be a dream come true.
It'd be a dream.
Yeah.
I'd even relive our Los Angeles experience where we go on stage and celebrate, not as pro champions, but pro world champions together
really cool.
On stage, black and gold sashes.
Whoa. That would be really cool. Yeah.
God, die a happy man there. Kill me on the spot.
When it comes to competing plans for me though, I probably will do a warm-up show.
Yeah, cool.
Mainly like I feel like because my category is still, I'd say it's still molding. Like, yes, we know what the outline is now, but I feel like between now and the world show, there's a chance for it to continue molding. So me and Tim have decided that I will do a warm-up show.
Oh, you will? You're locking that in?
Yeah, we've had the discussion and it's kind of like necessary for us to do it. Just because obviously I've competed in the early stages of Bikini Athletic, we just want to make sure that the package that we're bringing to Worlds is exactly what they want, rather than just assuming.
Yeah.
Because who knows what the category could turn into between now and then,
yeah,
right? So yeah, I think for me, it'd be kind of stupid to not get on stage before Worlds, when obviously men's physique is pretty crystal clear what they're looking for now.
Yeah, we've started defining it. Even that, like, compared to muscle model and fitness is still, it still could have a little bit more clarity, I suppose. Like even this year, there was only three of us that have won titles. So there's actually quite a small pool of guys that have won the show. But, you know, it doesn't have a big question mark over the top.
Yeah.
But I feel like next year it'll really start to be defined. Like physique and bikini athletic, they're kind of almost on the same track.
Yeah.
Whereas for you, bikini is like super obvious what it is. Yeah. Figure, no question.
Yeah.
But bikini athletic, still developing.
Yeah. So you just got to not really leave any pages unturned. You know what I mean? Like you just got to really go in and know that whatever I do bring to the world stage is what I believe is bikini athletic and what I'm proud of. And like, no matter what the result, like, yes, the goal is to win, but no matter what the result is, I'm proud of what I bring. Yeah. So just, yeah, don't want to leave any stone unturned.
Well,
that's
the thing as well, because like in their mind, the promoters, they might have like the perfect idea for bikini athletic.
Exactly.
And there might be a show that happens and, you know, the best girl wins, but maybe that's a little bit off from what they were thinking. So like, even if you get a couple shows where like a few girls win, like you'll never know definitively what they're thinking. So like to do a show like what you're thinking next year, just to gauge like if your physique is on par with what they're thinking, could be a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially if like because there's you and a few others now who are like top tier.
Yeah.
Like you don't want all three of you to go into, you know, the world title and all three of you look amazing, but they just happen to have that mental image of one of them. Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you're simply improving, if you look much better than what you did this year, if you're not, you know, conducive to their mold, then, you know, you might not have that result that you're after. So it could be a good idea just kind of gauging if you're on track to that.
Exactly. I don't know what show I'm going to do. Like, I honestly have no idea. That hasn't even really been a discussion. We've, like, thrown a few shows around, but nothing's really standing out to me yet. So it sounds so funny, but I'm literally just going to kind of pull a London again and just...
You should coin that term, pull a London.
Yeah, pull a London. Like, you know, just kind of decide when it feels right, go for it, go do the show.
We'll see if that one sticks, guys. Anytime you're doing something spontaneous, I'm just going to pull a London.
But like the thing is, like, I don't know what show I want to do and I don't know when I'll be ready. So I'm just going to kind of go with the flow and then whatever show I'm meant to do is a show I'm meant to do. But yeah, that's kind of where I see myself in 2025. But I have a lot of improvements that I want to make for my physique. After the shows, I actually went like psycho and I drew all over my photos, like my stage photos. And I had like all these notes on it and I sent it to Tim and I was like, this is what I want to bring for bikini athletic. And I had like photos of girls in IFBB who I look up to and like, but not like them, like different parts of their physique. And I like kind of put it on my physique and I was like, this is what...
Yeah.
I envision the world champion would look like. And we like went back and forth and like looked at the criteria, looked at myself and we were like, okay, yeah, this is what we're going to aim for. So I'm really excited to see this package that I'm going to bring.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll see. You know,
how exciting.
Like, Jesus, take the wheel.
You know, what I learned from this year is that you just have no idea what the fuck's going to happen for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Because, like, you didn't expect UK. I didn't expect LA. We both ended up doing these shows that we didn't expect and we would travel across the world on a moment's notice. So it's like, you know, who says, you know, what we say today is exactly what's going to happen next year?
Exactly.
Who knows?
That's why I'm literally like, I'm not saying I'm going to do a certain show because who knows? Who honestly knows what's going to happen between now and then?
Yep, and that's the exciting part, hey. That's the exciting part.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing Worlds. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's like the only definite next year is that Sam and I will be on the world stage.
That's so cool.
A world title. Yeah.
That's so cool.
To be in a position where we can do that is incredible. Like, I remember just starting bodybuilding and like my main goal was just win a pro card, just win a pro card. I'll die happy if I win a pro card. And, you know, fast forward a few years and like, me and my partner are going for a world title together. I was like, when did that become a reality? Yeah. Young Lucas would have never, ever thought that'd be possible. So, you know, for that to actually be our lives right now is incredible.
It's so cool because, like, I remember when I was 19 or 18 and I was sitting on the couch at home and I was watching the WBFF Worlds and Lauren Simpson won. And I remember it was so vivid. It was the first time I'd ever seen Lauren Simpson. And I watched her win and I fell in love with her. And I was just like, I wish I could do that. Like, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I think it was in, I can't remember. It was overseas somewhere. But I just remember thinking, like, oh, I wish I could do that. Like, I wish I could go to the world stage and be, like, one of the best of the best. Back then, never did I ever imagine that I would be in the position that I am, where we're actually going to be doing that very thing. Yeah. But, like, with my partner, like, with my boyfriend. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, you actually don't see that too often in FMG or, you know, a lot of bodybuilding shows. Mm. Like, it's a solo journey for most of these competitors. It's very rare for a couple to come into a show, especially as pros.
Mm, exactly.
And like both of us to make it to this point. You know, it's easy for any amateurs as a couple to just enter a show, but for both of us to achieve what we have and be in a position where we're competing at the same show at the pro level and like overseas. And like, that's why this year was so cool, because it's just quite uncommon. You know, like, I just don't hear it happen too often.
Yeah.
So the fact we have done that and are about to do something even cooler, yeah, you just don't see it too much. So very blessed that we're in this position where we're able to do something this cool.
For those who are having the goal of just getting on stage this year though, and like, you know, with the goals of competing and everything, one thing I always say with it is make sure you're setting a realistic goal for it. You know what I mean? Like, if this is your first ever time getting on stage, like you've never been on stage before, obviously don't have the goal of winning. That's a cool like vision, you know what I mean? But don't have the, I'm going to go pro first go. Like, have a realistic goal in place.
Yeah.
Like, yes, our goal is to become the world champion one day, but if that's not meant to be this year, then that's okay. Yeah. Our goal is to just get on the world stage, So just really have a think about, okay, like, what is my realistic goal with this? But when you work towards that goal, act like a world champion. Like, that's what I always say to myself every session. I'm like, well, what would a world champion do? And that's how I act, so that if, like, no matter what, I know that what I bring to the stage is a world champion physique, regardless of the win or not.
That's right. Yeah, as long as you're happy with what you've done to get to the position that you are on stage, you know, the results out of your hands. Like, and yeah, most people don't win their pro card first up. Like, let's be dead honest. Like, out of everyone, you know, the person that's done a few shows and has heard feedback multiple times from judges and has time to refine everything, they're the ones that are in a good spot. Because they've been able to go back to the drawing board and make the adjustments needed. The first time, like, you don't know what you need to fix.
Yeah.
Like, you've never heard any judges' feedback. Like, and being on stage is so different from anything else. Like, you could practice your ass off in the posing room, but nothing, like, really gets you ready for the stage other than being on stage.
Absolutely.
So, just getting that experience, just, like, for the first time at least, and just gauging if that's what you want to do or, you know, how far off you are. Like, it's that's probably the best gauge of the first show. It's like, almost expect not to win, but instead just see how far away you are from winning.
Yeah.
And then go back to the drawing board and see what needs to be done to get there.
And it's always about bettering yourself, right? Like, it's always about beating your last package.
For sure.
Like, my worst fear is looking the same as last time. That is my worst fear when I compete. Well, I
honestly literally just would not get on stage if that's the case.
No way.
If I didn't look like dramatically different, I just wouldn't do the show. Because especially if I didn't win the last show and if I looked the same as that, it's like, well, why would I win this show when everyone else is improving?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine that. It's like, what have you been doing for the last year?
Yeah, no, can't do that.
It just wouldn't make any sense.
No way. But yeah, just like a quick side note, like, just make sure that the goal that you set for your competing is realistic, but work towards it as a pro or a champion or whatever it is that you're aiming towards. That's the only thing I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all our competing goals for the year.
Pretty much, hey. Yeah, we're nice and basic this time around. Just world champion, that's the only goal.
Yeah, and that's just going to be our goal from now on, really. Like, every year until that becomes a reality.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, like, we're just climbing the ladder. We've achieved some cool stuff. The next, you know, logical goal is world champion, already two-time pro champion. So let's step it up a notch, be the two-time world champion. Who knows? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who knows? What's next?
I'm just so excited to be able to be like up on the stage with that kind of caliber of athletes. Like, that's what I'm really looking forward to.
If you're a bodybuilding fan, you will cream yourself being in that crowd. Like, there are some crazy, crazy lineups. In literally every category.
In every category.
Just the best of the best of the best of the best. Like, the top five of every pro category is just going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
There's going to be some, like, top-notch athletes not making the top three, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Like, people that would have, their last show, they became pro champion.
Yeah.
They would not make the top three placing.
Insane, right?
Not get a photo, not get a trophy.
Yeah.
And it's because it has to be, because there are just so many top tier athletes. And like, that fact is just mind blowing to me.
Insane, hey. But I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
And for those who, say, follow the Olympia, this is our version
yes.
of the Olympia. The absolute best of the best. You know, we're going for our C-bump moment here.
Oh, dreams. Please. Oh, dear. But, yeah, so that's mainly our goal for this year. That's all we've been really dreaming of.
That's like, all I, to be dead honest, it's all I think about. Hey?
Yeah, like, same.
It's what my day revolves around, doing actions that are conducive with becoming world champion.
Yeah, ever since we've gotten back from Bali, we have just been psycho mode, yeah, which has been great.
I almost just don't care about anything else.
Yeah, honestly. Like, when we say psycho mode, like, the idea of staying out late or eating off plan just doesn't really excite us anymore.
Nah.
Like, it was fun in Bali, don't get me wrong, but when we got home, it was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. I don't want to eat that. Like, I just want to become world champion.
Yeah, it's so true. It's yeah. so true. And especially because, like, there are people that are bringing some good size to our shows. This off season that we're currently in, there's a lot of weight in this off season. Like, yeah. it's not like we can kind of just mess around and no. just wait until prep and that's when everything starts. Like, we smash our preps pretty consistently. Each year we come in great condition. So that's not really a worry for us. So the off season, like right now, is actually like the key point in our journey to the world stage, is just putting on the right amount of muscle in the right spots.
Exactly. And bringing a package that we're wanting to bring.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last thing I want is to get on stage and get outsized. Like, just that fear, right? That's going to make me go crazy.
Yeah.
Right. So I refuse to have that be a reality. So you bet we're working to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's been a fun time, our little psycho time.
Yeah, but it's necessary, you know. Like, you see any like pro athlete at the top of the sport, and they have to be like that. They have to. There's another guy waiting just below them, waiting to take their spot,
yeah.
waiting for them to stumble so they can swoop in and do a little bit more and get what they want.
And that's the thing, like, with how big our federation is becoming with all the shows this year, there are so many amateurs that could turn pro and be, like, a world champion straight away.
Yeah, there could be guys that we don't even know exist who do a show next year, turn pro, and they're already a world beater.
Yeah.
And then they just come into our show.
Yeah.
So who knows? You know, there's so many shows before Worlds, so many opportunities for new competitors to come in. And, like, they probably will.
Yeah.
It's like, if I turned pro and there was a world championship in 5 months, you better be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why wouldn't I?
One thing I will say, like, if you are thinking of competing this year and you're not really sure what shows to do, or you've lined up, like, just the Australia show or just your home show, go travel.
Yeah.
Go and do at least one overseas show, because you learn so much about yourself, about just the federation, about just a lot of things. Like, don't hold yourself back. I feel like people just doing their home shows, I get it. Like, it might be a cost thing, like a financial thing, I get it. But if you can, do it.
Yeah.
Go and do it, because it's the most incredible thing.
And what I realized as well is, like, at Gold Coast, that's our home, right?
Yeah.
And we have so many people in the crowd supporting us. And I was wondering how that would go. It's like, I don't know anyone in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
How's this going to be? But there's a live stream, and I was overwhelmed by how many people tuning into the live stream, taking screenshots, recording, putting on their stories and tagging me. It felt like we still had a huge support network behind
us.
So, like, the lack of, like, people that we know in the crowd, you don't even notice it.
No.
Because you're still bombarded with support,
even
if you are overseas, which actually surprised me quite a bit. It was really nice.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I was worried about. It's like, oh, how's it going to feel not competing in front of friends and family? They're still watching anyway.
They're still watching. They're still watching.
And, like, you're running around so much, you don't even have time to go talk to all of them.
No.
So.
Yeah. But what about career-wise, babe? What's goals for you?
Career-wise, at the moment, as you guys know, I'm a personal trainer at one of the world gyms and an online coach. So I also am a posing coach. Now, that is something that I really want to put a lot of effort into this year. Now, this year with FMG, because, like, notoriously the guys, we don't have the numbers that the females do. So, and also because it's a developing federation, it's our first year doing FMG, there's not been a huge host of guys that are, one, local, and two, you know, keen to pose. some guys are keen to pose, but they'll do it a lot later than what the females recognize is a good period of time. You have girls come to you with adequate time,
Like 2 years and
2 years. It's crazy talk. You don't never see a guy doing that 2 years out from a show.
I've got girls in 2026 that start in 2024.
Yeah, see, like, I mean, that's fantastic. You get the foundations down pat. I mean, you can never have too much time.
No.
Right? There's no downside to it. But I would love to really get that pumping, especially now that we have a bigger interest in FMG. We have a lot more guys coming in and doing the shows. The Australia show, we had heaps of guys doing the amateur shows.
That was awesome.
I was so happy, honestly. It was really nice because some of the past shows, the numbers had been lower than what we wanted. So that gives me a good incentive to really push for the posing coaching because I love posing. It's one of the things I get excited to do on stage. Like, I love just whipping through poses and just finessing movements, like just like the little movements, like turning your pinky to achieve a certain result, turning your knee out to make your leg look twice as big, stuff like that. I'm a perfectionist and I love putting that into my
posing.
You
are a perfectionist.
I am. It's annoying sometimes.
Can we just like explain the story about how we found out you're a perfectionist? Because that's a funny story.
Oh, Lord.
So basically there is this app. This is not a plugin, by the way. This is like free promotion for Astra. So Astra the app, if you would like to sponsor me, thank you.
You would love that.
Oh God, I would. But Astra is essentially this app and it like tells you your like astrology things based off your signs and everything. And Lucas has never been about it, which love him. Doesn't matter. Never bothered me. But I found this app and I decided to look up what my toxic trait was just out of curiosity. Nothing negative. It was just like, what is my toxic trait? Mine came up with being impulsive, which I am absolutely impulsive. And like everything that it said about me was like to the T. I was like, oh my God, this is me. This is actually me. And then we were laying in bed and I was like, all right, let's do Lucas's. And Lucas at first was like, nah, I don't understand. Like, how would it know what my toxic trait is? And we read it and it was perfectionist. And it was spot on. So spot on. Probably like the truest thing I have read about you.
I am a perfectionist and the app confirmed that. So it's one of those things where I'm like, well, you know, I can't say it's not.
Yeah.
Can't say it's wrong.
But in saying that, like, your toxic trait is always a good trait as well. Like, me being impulsive led me to the UK.
Yeah, so, exactly right. I mean, it can be a good thing and a bad thing. Maybe you overuse it in wrong situations. Maybe like I'm a perfectionist about things that don't really matter and I put time towards something that, you know, there's no big payoff. It's good enough as it is and I could be doing something else. Or being a perfectionist with posing is really good because then I start refining movements for myself and the people that I work with and then get a really good result on stage. Mm. So I feel like that goes hand in hand with posing because you have to do that. Like little tiny things just create such a bigger result. You know, big posing coach, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's definitely something that I want to start ramping up this year because I've had a number of clients this year and I love it. Every single session, I love it. I love the progression of it. Every single week, they start moving better, especially guys. Like, they're really in their shell about stuff like that. They've never grown up like with much like, say, dance experience or like they're not one with their body in terms of moving like that. So to watch them come out of their shell and start adopting some sort of flow, it's really inspiring to see. And then that's what really gives me the satisfaction with posing coaching. So to see a bump up in that this year would be fantastic. But, you know, alongside of that, the coaching is fantastic. I love the online coaching. I'd love to just keep pushing that even further and further. And, you know, the face-to-face, I've been battling with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like I understand it makes sense to go fully online and, like, just push that to the moon. But face-to-face, it's fun. It gets me out of the house. You know, I'm going to the gym anyway, and it makes sense to have a few sessions in the morning. It's like a nice balance. The morning's for PT and my session, come home, and that's for the afternoon. So it's like it's a nice balance at the moment. And that was actually kind of highlighted this year because we did a few trips for, like, say, 2 weeks. And it works well because majority of my clients are online. I've got a small amount that are face-to-face. And because of that, I can just do catch-up sessions when I'm back. So it doesn't actually impact my business going overseas for a little bit.
Cool.
Everyone says, you know, the freedom of online coaching, but I get the exact same freedom having both. Yeah. Right? I have the face-to-face and I have the online. I just do a few catch-up sessions when I'm back. If I was fully face-to-face, that just wouldn't work because my roster's already full. And then it's like, what time do I have to do catch-up sessions?
Mm-hmm.
There is none. So just growing that business as a whole, like where I'm at with PT at the moment, I'm pretty comfortable. I don't want to be packed out. But the online, I want to scale that up to the moon.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, that's my plan career-wise.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm pretty happy with where we're at the moment. I've got you, me and Tim all working together in the 1%ers. And yeah, it's a good little team here. It's a good little team. I'd love to see that grow as well.
Yeah.
What about yourself, career-wise? What's on the horizon?
Well, I feel like I started a lot of new projects towards the end of 2024. And then we close for 2 weeks, basically. So we've been closed now for a week. So all of those projects that we started working on have kind of been put to like a halt. So I'm very excited to get all of those projects up and running. I can't say what they are.
You want to.
I do, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 projects at the moment. One project is literally ready to launch. Like, we have the launch page and everything ready to go.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's really exciting.
I'm keen for that one. Launch. You guys, you ain't ready. You guys ain't ready for this.
Yeah, this one, we were supposed to launch it after the Gold Coast show, but with the moving house and everything, like, it just didn't work out. It just didn't happen. Nah. So, very keen to launch that number one thing. And I've just got a few other things in the works. Just always thinking one step ahead. I think if I'd say, like, what my goal is in career, it would be to just continue doing what I was doing. So, yeah. Like, 2024 for me was more about expansion and really, like, growing the business itself, because before 2024, it was just myself. Like, that was it.
Yep.
So now I've grown the team to a team of 8, going on 10 in the new year, which is really, really cool. And we've had a few huge opportunities pop up as well, especially in the posing space. You already know what I'm talking about, but I also kind of know what you're talking about. So lots of exciting and really cool things are in the works currently. So I just want to, like, keep expanding and keep the business growing at the rate that it was. I think that's what the main overall goal would be.
Yep.
I've had this realization. Actually, I haven't spoken to you about this. So here we go. First time talking about this. I've had a realization, because obviously with the 2 weeks off work, I've really just gotten to stop. Like, normally you see me, I'm running around like a headless chicken. Yeah. I barely have time to breathe or, you know, wipe my nose. Like, it's just ridiculous. It really hit me in Bali how burnt out I was. And then we got back from Bali and we had, like, those couple of days that we grinded a bit and then we closed. And the last week I've really noticed how burnt out I was. Yeah. Like, I've been sick, like, what, 3 times since I stopped working, which is ridiculous. 3 different things completely. Like, one was Bali belly. That's a given.
Yep.
But the other 2 things, it's like, really? Like, how am I getting sick? So, to me, that's a sign that I was definitely doing too much and my body was taking a big hit. So taking that as a sign, like a warning sign, I guess, and then also in the back of my head knowing that I want to be able to bring my best to worlds, something has to give. And I'm at a point where I really need to sit back and go, okay, what do I give? Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I'm still a bit unsure what that means for me, to be honest, because you know me, like, I'm such a go-getter and I love being busy. But if I continue going down the road that I'm going down, it's just not going to be good for me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You've really got to keep the competition plans in the back of your mind as well as the career path, because it'd be so easy to be like, yeah, the business is growing, let's just double down. And then, you know, maybe you'd have a really successful business year, but maybe by the time prep comes, you're burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
And, you know, one goal is ticked, but then the other goal is compromised. And yeah, you got to find that middle ground, right?
Yeah. It's hard though, because I just don't know what to give.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I've been battling with in my head a little bit the last couple of days. It's like, okay, well, I know I need to stop. I know I need to give something. But what the hell is that thing? Because when you look at my job, it's like, I can't give anything. So that's something I need to work through over the next week, because when we go back to work and we reopen, we're going to have like a big team meeting, and, you know, being the boss, I need to go into that team meeting with a game plan and with like a, this is what I'm doing, this is what you girls are doing. So yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting week. I'm just going to kind of work through my emotions and just see what feels good, what doesn't feel good.
Yep, I like
I'm a big believer, like, you got to work in alignment. Like, if you are in alignment, everything works out. Yep. If you try to push against yourself, then nothing works out. And I know that when I work in alignment, I'm my happiest version of myself. So, yeah, I don't know, like even just this week off, like it's been really nice to sleep in, go to the gym, come home, lay in the sun and just chill out. Like it's been really nice to just have a real chill kind of routine,
yeah.
Which I know I can't keep when I'm working, and that is totally fine. I'm not asking for that.
I mean, that's the time to do it then, right?
Yeah.
When you know you can't do it later.
Yes, but it's definitely a time where it's like, I need to find a middle ground because I can't wait 12 months to have this again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Right. It's like, that's kind of the battle that I'm having at the moment. So yeah,
I get that.
Yeah. Don't overwork yourself, guys. It's not cool.
Yeah. It's not cool at all. You can see like how it happens though. Mm. Like, because your business is your baby, right? You see a little bit of traction going and you just want to go all in.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you don't see the burnt outness coming. And like you said, you noticed it in Bali. Like you didn't notice it like a couple months ago when it was like building up, right? But then it just hits one day. So it's so easy just to go all in, not expecting to be burnt out because you're not really getting any of these big signs.
Exactly.
You're seeing the success that your business and all of your efforts are doing. So you just want to keep it going. Like you have no reason to stop.
It's like adrenaline.
Yeah, it kind of is. And it's a momentum thing as well. It's like you have a really good week and then the next week's a little bit better and then you achieve something new the next week. And you're kind of just like stuck in seeing the positives. You kind of don't notice the negatives building up until you do stop, like what you did. So it's understandable that you get to that point.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I think the goal overall in Korea, when I really think about it, would be to create passive income while expanding the business at the same time. What that looks like, I have no idea at this point in time. I know some of the new projects will allow that. Because you get to a point in business where like you don't have time to do things. Yeah. Like you can only be in so many places at once, right? And if you don't create a passive income, you're going to kind of like be stopped at this one point in money. Like you're not going to make any more than that. And I've always said to you, like, I want to be a millionaire one day, yeah. Right? Like that'd be like just ultimate number one goal, right? But it's like you can't get there if you're doing the same thing. Like you need to figure out a passive income so that you're doing less but earning more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think, yeah, the goal would be this year to make passive income but and expanding the business at the same time.
Yep, I like that.
Without burning myself out.
A few juggling acts going
on
here.
Like three different things but that all come to the same end goal, yep. I'd say.
I like that.
So we'll see how we go. It's definitely going to be a bit of a test trial run at the start, I think. But I need to have it sorted by April.
Yeah.
Because April is when I start prep. Yeah. So yeah, that's that. What else? What else is there to have goals in? Our personal life. Like us as a relationship. I think we're just going fully into worlds. I think that's all we really...
Well, I mean, that's kind of like a relationship builder as well.
Yeah.
Like both of us, you know, achieving a great result at worlds. But to be honest, like, you know, you and I are in a really good spot now. Like we're traveling the world. We're achieving some big things together. Let's just keep this train rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's the thing. Each year we'll just get stronger and stronger and progress our relationship. So.
Yeah. I'd say like for our personal life, it would be to help the other person become world champion. Like
pretty
that's
much just, you know, strengthen the relationship so much that person always has you by their side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I have no doubt would be the case.
Yeah. Maybe travel somewhere new.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That'd be cool. Maybe after the show or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a cool holiday.
Yeah, because I know we've like thrown the idea of like different places that we want to go. But like the problem is with traveling for us at the moment is we can't travel to certain places because the certain times that you would go to those places, we're in prep.
Yeah,
or we're in like the peak build season and we're not willing to give for that just yet. You know, like for example, we want to have a Euro summer. We can't do that. We definitely can't do that.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere in July.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Any year.
No chance. Absolutely not.
It's either the start of the year or the end of the year.
Yeah, and it's the same thing like a ski trip. We want to go on a ski trip. It's like, well, we can't do that because we're in prep then as well. Like just little things like that. Like there are a lot of places we want to go, but we can't because we're not willing to give just yet.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I'd say as a couple, it would be just us, like worlds.
Pretty much. Yeah, that is like honestly the major goal. Everything else kind of like circulates around that one goal.
Yeah. And like, it's funny because when you think about all your other goals that you have, it's kind of like, that's my goal, but as long as it makes Worlds okay. Like, as long as I'm okay for
that's
Worlds.
That's right, as long as it doesn't compromise my major goal.
Exactly, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Athlete mentality. Look at us go.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's what you got to have, hey? And we've cultivated that over years of competing.
Yeah.
You know what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything else that you have goals in? I don't really know. I think that's really it.
Honestly, for next year, that's about it. Like, to be honest, I'm in a comfortable spot, like, career-wise now. I'm in the career that I love. You know, a few years ago, like, I wanted to exit the electrical business and start doing PT and then start getting online going and then start getting posing coaching going. But now that I've got all of those created, the next step is really just to keep building on those. I don't necessarily want to, like, create something new right now. It's just elevate what I've currently got going on.
I feel that, yeah.
And sometimes that's okay. Sometimes you don't always have to. There'll be a time where I want to add something new to the mix, but it's more so just building on what I've currently got and just going all in on that.
That's fair. I like the way that you said that. Perfect. That's fair. Actually, I've got one.
Oh yeah, what do you got?
Our podcast goal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Our goal for the podcast is to actually be consistent, I think. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Like, we love these podcasts and, like, we've heard from you guys so much that, you know, we annoy you guys by not releasing an episode or, like, going on holidays or something. And we know there's a good audience of you guys out there that enjoy what we have to say.
Yeah.
For some reason, we're just talking nonsense on here, let's be honest. But that is for sure a goal next year. We've talked about it and we are not going to be stopping this anytime soon. We love making these.
And now that we have the podcast room set up, there is really no reason to why we can't do it.
Yeah, that was a bit of a tricky part, moving house. Like, we had to move all the stuff over here and then, like, set all the rooms up, set the podcast room, set all of this electrical stuff up. Now we've actually got this how we want it. You know, we can just come in here and just press record anytime we want. So best believe we'll be doing that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we'll keep you guys updated with what we're doing throughout the next year on this podcast anyway.
Well, I guess before we wrap up the episode, where are you at in competing right now? Like, what are you and Tim doing? Like, are you in your build, for example? Like, where are you at? Let's just give the listeners a little bit of a summary
Just a current position, absolutely. Yeah. So we are, I believe, 8 or 9 weeks removed from the Australia show. And to be honest,
hasn't been that long.
October.
Yeah, true.
It's like mid-October, October 19th.
Yeah, that went so quick.
Now it's like December. Yeah, that is like 9 weeks. Maybe 10 weeks. Holy. Whoa. Jesus Christ, man. Well, so after that, we did a four-week reverse. And then pretty much right after that, we went over to Bali. And, you know, over there, you try to eat well and you try to do the right thing. But we're on holidays. And, you know, you've got to take your foot off the gas every now and then. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be meticulously tracking everything every week of the year. Like, I feel burnt out doing that, and I feel like when I have to do that, I'm not like in the right space to be doing that if I haven't had a break from doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like anything, you need to have a break so that by the time you start doing it again, you're fresh and you give your best effort. So the past, yeah, I'll be honest, like the past like eight weeks or so, like the reverse, the 4 weeks, I was pretty much bang on. I wanted to do that perfectly. But after that point, I've kind of just been doing my own thing, in all honesty. So Bali, I was trying to eat well. I was trying to eat a lot of protein. I was having a few drinks, having a few meals. You know, 2 weeks in Bali with Sam, you know, I'm going to have some fun. And since coming back, you know, we've tightened it up a little bit. But pretty much from this week onwards, it is just going to be dialed in. So now we're in a bulking phase. We're at a good amount of calories now, and we are full steaming this thing.
Cool.
So we are 100% on the gain train. We're trying to put on as much muscle as we can over the next couple of months until it's cut time.
Cool.
So that's where we're at the moment. We've had a brief break, and I feel refreshed, to be honest. It was nice not tracking for quite a while, and now we're fully into it now, and it feels good to be on track with the gaining.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds good.
Absolutely. So we should see a big bump up in size coming up. This year was me and Tim's first year together, and we had the best off season I've ever had.
That was a really cool off season. Like, to watch it was really cool.
I bet it would have been. Yeah. But I just put on more size than I ever have in an off season. Mm-hmm. So another off season with Tim you know, it's going to create, you know, that result, if not a bit a better result. So I cannot wait for the next couple of months.
Cool.
What about you? Where are you at in your off season?
So I am, obviously I finished competing in September, so I've been in the off season for a while now. I think I'm in week 10 of my build. I think I could be wrong, somewhere around there though. Food's been pretty consistent. Like, we haven't really been pushing the food this build because I don't really need to. Most builds I always get to like around 3,800, but I'm only sitting at 2,800 and I'm building very quickly.
Yep.
A big change to my training this time around. It's the first time I've ever done four leg days a week.
That's crazy.
Too. When I say four leg days a week, one of them's like a, posterior day. So it's like a bit of a full body, but, yeah, four leg days a week, which I never thought I would ever do, especially because, like, my glutes are, like, a very strong point for me. Yeah, it's just been very interesting. So it's always been, like, my upper body's been the lacking part. Mm. So to have that switched has been really interesting and, like, really different to navigate. Like, the first couple of weeks, my legs were dead, like, every session. But yeah. Now I think my body has just kind of adapted. And, yeah, so that's been different. At the moment, we're just – trying to stay tight but push for size at the same time. We just want to try and have a lean off season, which 100% this is the leanest off season I've ever had.
That's the best off season you can have, staying lean. You never want to just go full steam and just put a heap of body fat on.
Exactly.
One, you can't do it for as long as if you stayed lean.
Exactly.
And two, the cut's just going to be like shit. It's going to suck.
And I'm maintaining around 3 to 4 kilos up from stage.
Yeah,
that's, which is pretty cool when you look at cool. Like, that's cool. It's really, really cool. And I've never been at that point. Like, I normally sit around 7 to 8 kilos up from stage in my off season. So the fact that my body is like quite happy here, it's weird. It's very different. Yep. I've never really experienced this before.
Awesome.
Like, I had the best reverse ever. Like, best reverse I've ever done in my life. Uh-huh. And it wasn't even me like really trying to. Like, if anything, I was the most lenient I've been in an offset in a reverse phase, and it was the best reverse I've had.
Gotcha.
Which was really cool to kind of see. But yeah, just really pushing to build the size and bring my dream physique to life.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So this will be a longer off season for me than it was last time. So I think because last time we only had between November and April to put on size, when this time I've had from September till April. So 2 more months up my sleeve, which is pretty cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Really, really keen to see awesome. What we bring. But I'm really happy with my shape. I've already made significant changes, which has been interesting to see. Like, as I said, I'm not eating anywhere near as much as food as what I normally do. Not hungry at all, mind you. Like, I'm not starving or anything. I'm just kind of chilling. Only hungry like when I'm due a meal, you know, even then I'm like, oh, I would rather not eat.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. We were meant to have a 2-week maintenance break, but we've kind of decided to not do that. We're just going to keep pushing because my body seems happy. So there's no real need to pull back on the food or anything like that. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Fantastic. You're in a good spot then.
Yeah. But go time is in April. So
let's watch
this space, team. April will be prep time. That'll be exciting.
That'd be super exciting.
That's going to fly by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, hope you guys have enjoyed this little catch-up of ours over the 2 episodes. There was a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to catch up on. Like, we have had the busiest last 6 months that we have ever had. So a lot to catch up on. But moving forward, we will be releasing these episodes weekly. If you guys have any suggestions of what you would like us to talk about or anything that you personally struggle with, reach out to Sam or I on Instagram. I'm Coach Lucas and Samantha.
_SamanthaWicks. Wow, you called me Samantha. That was weird.
It's because I was like imagining, I was imagining your username and it was Samantha.
And you then said Samantha.
Yeah, and it just like kind of regurgitated out into your name.
That was so weird, you saying Samantha.
For those who don't know, I literally never call Sam Samantha.
No, never.
I was like about to say your username and I was like, oh, well, she's say it.
Do you ever like say to people, oh, my girlfriend, Samantha Wicks? Or do you just say Sam?
I say Sam pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Unless they are after a full name for some reason. Like if I have to say, because if I have to say Wicks, I'll say Samantha Wicks.
Yeah.
But I'll never say like Sam Wicks.
Yeah.
But if they already know you, I'll refer to you just as Sam.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I'd never hear you call me Samantha. That was weird.
Nah, never do.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah. Not yet. Oh, yeah, you watch it. But yeah, reach out to us if you have any ideas about what you'd like to hear in these episodes, and we'll make sure to include those.
Absolutely. We just really want to, I guess, open the mic for this federation, FMG, because it's just amazing, amazing federation. But then also just open up another mic in the bodybuilding community. Like, I love these kind of podcasts, like talking about what we love doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Especially because FMG is so ever-changing as well. It's the new kid on the block, right? It's being built up. We almost want to be like the voice that is like keeping you guys updated with what's going on in the federation, and just keep you guys clued into where the direction of that federation is heading.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I guess we'll chat to you guys next week.
You know, I guess we will.
I guess we will.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We will talk to you when we talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.